It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The coronavirus. Special coverage with David Dujanovic.
What a time to be Netflix. I'm just checking their stock right now. It's up $16.33 on the day. It's at $373.45, just $20 shy of its 52-week high, Dave.
Yeah, and you understand why, because if we're all staying home and staying safe, what else is there to do? You have Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Prime. Those are your streaming services. Buy your movies on iTunes. But listen, we are watching everything that is being produced right now.
I can't wait to talk to our listeners about what they're binge watching, because you know what's happening. After you get done with those long homework assignments, you just got done figuring out eighth grade math like Dave is doing in the Noriega household, you need a good show to binge watch. So I have found, of course, I have no excuse right now because my kids are in college. So I'm not homeschooling them right now. But by the end of the day and everything that's been going on with the story, I just need to go into, I don't know, complacent mode and sit down in front of the television and binge watch. So Dave, Andrew Hull, our producer, came into the newsroom a couple of weeks ago and said, Deb, this is the perfect time for you to start watching.
Here, you will choose someone to marry.
Hello.
Nice to hear from you.
Can't say see ya.
Without ever seeing.
Love is blind. I'm hooked, Dave.
Trash TV at its finest. I mean, absolutely at its finest. I got hooked as well. Love is blind.
Didn't you say you were up until 4 o'clock this morning? 4 o'clock this morning?
Not this morning, but over the weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Don't tell me how it ends. I don't want to know how it ends, but I want to talk about Messica. Her name is Jessica.
What a disaster. Yes.
We got to get offline. We got to talk about Messica when I'm driving home. I'm going to give you a call. So the new big smash that I'm hearing everything about from my friends and my family is Tiger King. It's that new docuseries that's popping up.
I know.
Here's a clip from Tiger King himself, Joe Exotic.
I may have a mullet like Joe Dirt and act like Ace Ventura, but I'm a man of many talents. I'm an entrepreneur, a trainer, a family man, a YouTube star, a medical expert, a model, an environmentalist, a AAA member. I'm even a magician.
Didn't he run for president too?
Holy smokes, Joe Exotic is everything you want in a human being. Until you watch this documentary, and it's the most horrifying thing you've ever seen.
Let's bring on Herb Scribner, who's with the Deseret News. He's a friend of the show. Good morning, Herb. You're social distancing from, what, Salt Lake City?
The area. I wish I was at Joe Exotic's place. Checking that out. But, yeah, no, I'm in Salt Lake City.
What are you binge watching?
Ran through that. Great show. Honestly, I haven't done Love is Blind, although I imagine it's similar to doing radio over the phone. and as far as some shows, this is interesting. There's a lot of different ideas about what people should binge watch right now. And the New York Times has this really good list and suggests people go out and find. It's basically binging one season wonders. So it shows that only got one season, so it's very easy to watch. There's this one called female baseball player, and she's supposedly the first woman to play in Major League Baseball. That's an interesting one. There's a few others like the show Firefly, which is kind of an older show. It's kind of a science fiction show, but it's one of those like kind of classic cult classics that people say, this is a good time to catch up on those. And there's also some limited series out there that people are binging, kind of like called
Herb Scribner.
Herb, I just think we're having just a little bit of audio trouble with you cutting in and out. Dave, I know you've been watching as well, besides Love is Blind. And
yeah. Oh, there's so many shows that I'm excited about. I've definitely got to watch Tiger King. This thing seems absolutely insane, but I'm curious, Herb, do you have any numbers? Like, how many hours a day are we watching? Is it up? What's typical? Because every week when my phone pops up and says, you've spent so much time on your phone, I do want to punch myself in the face.
Yeah, that's something a lot of people are talking about. In terms of screen time and just how, I mean, I see people that spent up 96%, some people within 80%. I get to, I was only up 26% last week, so that's, I'm holding that high.
Well, you do have to sleep.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess you do have to sleep these days. I mean, it's hard to sleep these days, but if we're going to survive this, we gotta get some sleep, so. Yeah,
but
a lot of time on the screen, though.
But isn't
sure.
it? But isn't? I think I look at this, and people are texting in and saying, "Why don't you read a book?" I do read books, but sometimes I just need to just not really sit around and read something. And I'm reading stuff all day long and articles. I just need to stare at a screen and get my mind off of what's been going on in our world.
Yeah, I think that's why they definitely recommend people go on short walks. They get out as much as they can. And there's a lot of talk too about how right now we're living in a time where, like, it's obviously it's cool to like read books and like read articles and watch movies, and it's a lot of like, you know, watching and consuming. But this is also a very good time where you can be bored, and I think a lot of people should like not take that for granted, because before all this happened, we were in a society where like we were busy, 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 go, 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 and so now we've gotten a little more time to just kind of relax and like take it all in and breathe. And I think for our mental health, we got to make sure that we're taking those moments to relax and make sure we're not, you know, diving too deep into this stuff, and that we are giving ourselves a chance to just, you know, be okay with this, to emotionally like interpret everything, and to just be bored for a little bit. I think that's totally fine.
Herb Scribner with the Deseret News. Thank you so much for joining us. The expert in all movies, books, entertainment. Amazing time to be bored. I think I'm going to put that on a bumper sticker, Herb. Thank you so much. It is an amazing time to be bored.
Let's continue the conversation. Thanks again, Herb, for phoning in and safely social distancing from Broadcast House. So, straight ahead, what are you doing to pass the time? Are you just deciding to stare at a wall and be bored? Or are you watching a Netflix show? If so, what show are you binge watching? Or are you repainting the house for a third time this week? I'll tell you what I'm doing, what project I'm doing, and it's so miserable. I have put it off for 3 years. I'm finally smack dab in the middle of it.
Dave and Dujanovic.